his friends, this year should be a special schus for Rav Eliezer Zev ben Dvora. Ravad Yosef, in the last chelik of the Abi Omer, chelik Yid Aleph, Simon Tess and Evan Ezer, was asked about a boy who was born to a mother who was married, and then she got divorced. But before she actually received her get, she lived with another man, and this child was born. So it's a clear-cut mamzer. The only thing is, one of the Eidim was a lawyer, and this lawyer goes to Goyish courts. So can we passel the Kiddushin because of an Eid passel? So it's known what the Rambam says, it's Sofel Chos Kiddushin, Perek Chavav, Halacha Zayin, Tur Shulchan Aruch, Hoshin Mishpat, Simen Chavav, Sif Aleph, that anybody who goes to Goyish courts is a Rasha, Kilu Chirev, Vigidev, Heirim Yad, B'Torah Moshe. He's a Rasha, he's a blasphemer, and he raised his hand against Torah Moshe. Going to secular courts is a very chomer iser. If you can go to a Beis Din, you have to go to the Beis Din, unless Beis Din gives you special permission to go to secular court. This brought in the Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat. The Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat brings a Tshuvas HaRashba, who says that if you think you're allowed to go to the courts because of Din of the Machus Din, you're making a mistake. The person who thinks this is a Gazlan needs a Russia. Now let it go to secular courts. Have to follow Jewish law. So this lawyer who goes to secular courts, he is Pasul Eidus, the Kedushim are Batal, and the child is Kasher Lava Bakal. This kid now became of age, he wants to get married. He's allowed to get married because they didn't know. Because the lawyer is Pasul Eidus. Maybe he didn't know. So the answer is he didn't know, everybody knows. Maybe Bechozot he didn't know. It's a suffix. We can't know for sure that he knew that you're not allowed to go. He sees. Even sometimes religious people go to secular courts. So maybe he didn't think it was so bad. He didn't think it was an Avera. If you don't realize you're making a mistake, writes the Pri Chodesh, brought by the Shara Melech, Perak Dalam Hilchos Gerushin Halacha Dalet, if you don't realize you're making a mistake, you're kosher? However, and therefore maybe this guy also, maybe he didn't realize that it's usher, so he's kasher. But the answer is, says the Shara Melech to the Pri Chodesh, you're not correct. Tosis writes in Sanhedrin that Malva Beribitz Tzutza, people don't realize it's usher, since he's giving it willingly. He's pasul derabbanan. So you see that even if he doesn't realize it, he's pasul. The Mishneh LeMelech writes in Hilchos Malva Lova Perek Dal Halacha Vav that we can be mechalik. If there's no chimud mamon, if there's no running after money like Edom who sign a shtar that has ribbis, they don't have any hana at all. So you can say that they made a mistake. Why would they stam do an iser for no reason? But if a person's malva beribbis, there's chimud mamon, we can't say it's a mistake. Maybe for Doraisa, but midrabban in their puzzle. So what about in our case? In our case, is there chimud mamon? Of course there's chimud mamon. Because he gets money. This lawyer gets money. So therefore, midrabbanan, at the very least, he's going to be a pasulate, even if he doesn't realize that it's us. If he realizes us, there's no question. But even if he doesn't realize that it's us, there. If he doesn't realize that it's Usser, but he's doing it because of Chibud Mammon. We're not Tola B'Tos. Tola B'Tos Linyan D'Oraisa, but not Linyan D'Rabbanan. Linyan D'Rabbanan, we assume that he knows what he's doing, he wants the money, and he's puzzled. This lawyer is going to be puzzled. We can be Machshir this child love of B'Kol. What about the Rambam in Perakin Alf Mechosevus Halacha Vav, who says Psulim Leidus Medivreim Tzricha Mechraza? You have to announce it. And any Eidus that they were made before the Hachraza, you're Makabel. Because otherwise people don't know that they're Pasul and it's going to mess everything up. So here there was no Hachraza, so to passing the Shulchan Aruch. So that's not a problem. Because the Nebuke Yosef writes in Sanhedrin, Chav Hei Omer Aleph, Va'af al gav, to be masnis in tani pisulei de rabbanan, pisulei edis de rabbanan bein achroza, yishlom edlo bein achroza, al mishim pseide de lukuchas, av al medina de psulim belo achroza, hecha de leka time de pseide de lukuchas. He says, when do you need achroza? Only le'inyan that people shouldn't lose out when they buy. If they make some sort of transaction, these people are aiding, we don't want them to lose, so we say that you need achroza to prevent pseide de lukuchas. But if it's not pseid de lekuchos, you don't need achraza. So in our instance, lenin isura they de kiddushin, they don't need achraza. So not talking about pseid de lekuchos, just say yisur, de kiddushin, they don't need achraza in their puzzle. So writes Tshuvas Haradbaz, chelik gimel simataknag. Shelo talam rinan achel beidu smam kadei shelo efsidu baalei chovos avo beidu shel yisur. Harein psulim belagam belo achraza. So he says that when it comes to Eidus of Isser, they're puzzling without Achraza. And so writes the Mari Kashin Choshen Mishpat, and so writes the Mari Mat. And he brings a whole slew of poskim who hold that way. So since we're dealing with Isser, this person is puzzled Eidus even without Achraza, even without announcing it. Not only that, but in the Sefer Tiv Kiddushin of Agon Rav Yosef Tzvi Halevi, in the Tshuvas Marash Engel, Chelik Dalet Simen Nun Ches Oz Gimel, he writes another sfar we can use, is that if you have a Psul Doraisa, in like in our case, Lefneim below Lefnei Arkos, Psul D'Oraisa to go to the Goyish courts. Even though this person is only Nifsal D'Rabbanan, why is he only Nifsal D'Rabbanan? Because maybe he doesn't realize it, but since he's over in a D'Oraisa, even though the Psul is only D'Rabbanan, you don't need Achraza. You only need Achraza and a pure D'Rabbanan, but if since this is D'Oraisa, you don't need Achraza. This is another reason you don't need Achraza. Either you don't need Achraza for Isser, Rina Achraza Kasir to Doraisa. And in the Shut Mari Kolon, he brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Avigdor, Shebedar V'Shem Regilim B'nei Adam Litos B'Kach, Lav Kol Kamini Lomer Lo Yadati. If people don't normally make a mistake, you can't believe them to say, I don't know. And here everybody knows. So therefore, that's not going to be a taina that he doesn't know. He just wants his money. And we're skipping a little bit in the tshuva. I invite you to look in the tshuva inside. It's always amazing just to see how many Mar Makomos he quotes. And we have another suffek in our case, maybe Migoinis Abra. Just like she was Mizana with this Noah, if she was Mizana with somebody else. And he's the father. And there's no, this kid's not a mamzer because. With a guy. So now it's only a suffix mamzer. So even though she was in Yuchedis Lasheni, Lo yata davar mide safek. Maybe she was dafka with, maybe she was taka with a goy. And we paskin vade mamzer lo yavo bakal Hashem safek mamzer yavo. And even if it's rov psulim, we still say safek mamzer. So minatoritz kasha lo yavo bakal. So only if they're in jail together, then the kids are vade mamzer. Nobody else can get in there. But in our case, let's be told that it was from a goy. Aye, but there's still an Isser Derabbanan. Love of a call, it's only Menatora Suffolk Mamzer. According to the Rambam, Sveka Doraisa L'chumra is a Din D'Rabbanan. See, here we have a heter from the Torah to be makel about a Safek Mamzer, but we still have the Isser D'Rabbanan. Question is, the famous question in the Sheif Shemaitza. According to the Rambam, Sveka Doraisa L'chumra is only Aser Midrabanan. Why did the Torah have to be Matir a Safik Mamzer? Menatari is already Mutter. And the answer is, Afila Rov Psula Metzla. That's the Chiddush. Afila Rov Psula Metzla, we don't go follow the Rov. And we could still be Mekel, but there's still an Isser Derabanan. So the answer is, maybe the rabbis were only Machmir if there's one Safik. But if there's two sfeikas, like in our case, they were machmir. So we have a sfeik sfeika. Safek mamzer is mutter men haTorah. And then we can be mitzari if the sfeik of Shem Mikoyin is sabra. And we can be matri love of a kol. So Rav Avadia's classic, he goes on to a sfeik sfeika, and we're set. So writes in the Shu'ut Binyan Olam, Chelek Eben Ezra Siman Hey. Kone Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yaakov Shaul El Yashir, Rabbi Rachmi Yosef Franco, Rabbi Samech Gan Gagin, and a tshuva brought in the Sefer Enei Kol Chai. He brings his fake sveka to be Machshir Vlad. Maybe she got pregnant after the divorce, and if you say it was before a divorce, maybe it was from a goy. So even though this woman was with this guy, and she said it was from him, he's the father, they were a couple, nevertheless, he was still Matir Hashem and Mikoyin to Sabra. He brings many, many more poskim who use that as a suffix. Yaskil Avdi says that even in Nivdaka Aim Varamasha Ben Mibaila Mitsarfin, Hasafik Dishem Mikoinival Lahakshir Saben, even if the mother was asked and she said that it was from her husband, or Mitsarif if there's a Khshash Mamzeris here, or Mitsarif the Safik that it was from a guy, or Machshir the son. Even though we say Rov Bilos Achar Abal, but if it's an Ashes Ish, who's not with a Baal, she's with an Ish Bilyal. There we don't say Rov Bilos, and we can say that it was from a goy. Sheet of the Hafla, Panam Yafos, Parshas Achremos. What's pshat rov bilos achar abal? Rov hanivolos umisabros hemi baleim. Most women who are nivelas and misaberes, who have bia and then become pregnant, that happens from their husbands. But if he's not really halachically the husband, kedushin is not tofes, stin doesn't apply. We say that just like she was mafkir himself to him, she was mafkir herself to everybody. So, Memela, this woman, we can say, Svek-sveka. Maybe the to Suffolk Mamzer. Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter Mena Torah. And Shema Migoynis Abra. So he concludes, Amur Mikola Amr, Shobi Eshminu Dun Sveik Sveik Alahakel, Shema Eid HaKidushin Pasal Man HaTorah, HaKidushin B'Telim. The kid's not a mamzer b'chlal. V'Shema Ima Migoyne Sabra. So we can be matrim level b'kal. The only question I have in this tshuva is that when his mother got married, one of the Edom might have been puzzle. But there are plenty of other Edom there. Some poskim say that if your kavana is on whoever's there, that's kosher. They don't want him as an aid if he's puzzled. There are other people who witnessed it. So what about all the other people in the crowd who said they were miyachid only these two aidim? So I'm sure the Ravadia would have 1,000 answers to that question. But so that's the bottom line. The bottom line is they have a sfek sfek. He's only a suffik mamzer. Because maybe this lawyer is puzzle aidus. And if not, even if the lawyer is kosher leidus, maybe me going to Sabra. V'yesh lahatiro lavo b'kahal Hashem. Okay, so that's a very interesting tshuva. So to be a lawyer is not such a pashtazach. You have to really... A lot of Jews are lawyers. A lot of people who have smicha are lawyers. A lot of tamei chacham are lawyers. But the lawyer has to be in close contact with the Rav. Know when it's mutter to go to court and when it's usher to go to court, and I'm sure that all the frum lawyers take that into account. And there's certain laws that we don't even have a Jewish court for. Traffic court, we don't have Jewish courts. Certain things. Place a tax lawyer, we don't have Jewish laws for taxes. So, but things that relate to Jewish matters, criminal courts, v'chulei, it's already a very, very big shaila if you're representing Jews. So we should all be zoche always to follow the halacha and the Torah and do so v'simcha v'tuv lev v'mirov kol. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom.